These are the PCORI methodology standards. This category is about standards for preventing and handling missing data. It was prepared by and will be presented by Dr. Daniel Sharfstein from the Department of Biostatistics and Dr. Tanjing Li from the Department of Epidemiology. This is an overview of the modules relating to standards for preventing and handling missing data.
Hello, this is Tanjing Li. In this module, we will review what are the methodologic standards for preventing and handling of missing data. Here are the five standards for preventing and handling of missing data. The first one focuses on describing methods to prevent and monitor missing data, and then record and report all reasons for dropout and missing data, and account for all patients in the report. Also, the researchers are expected to describe the statistical methods to handle missing data. In terms of analysis, researchers need to use validated methods to deal with missing data that properly account for the statistical uncertainty due to missingness. Last but not the least, researchers need to examine the sensitivity of inferences to missing data methods and assumptions and incorporate into interpretation. We have the following learning objectives. First of all, we hope you will recognize when and how missing data could occur, and the impact of missing data on the validity and the power of patient-centered outcomes research. We hope you will be able to outline the methods to prevent and monitor missing data during the design and implementation of patient-centered outcomes research. The methods for preventing and monitoring missing data are usually very important. And in terms of the statistical analysis, you will learn the skills to select appropriate methods to handle missing data that account for the uncertainty due to missingness, and apply sensitivity of inference to missing data methods. And last, in terms of writing up your report, record all reasons for missing data and account for all patients in the reports. The target audience for these modules include researchers conducting patient-centered outcomes research and those who are applying for funding from PCORI to conduct patient-centered outcomes research. Users of patient-centered outcomes research will also find these modules useful, such as patients, caregivers, doctors, and other stakeholders. When they are reading a report from Patient-Centered Outcomes Research Institute, they will understand the impact of missing data and how will that affect their interpretation of the evidence. We also hope that the broader scientific community will find these modules useful. The skills required to understand these modules include the following: a good understanding of clinical trial and observational study design, and familiarity with basic concepts and methods of statistics as applied to health research. Missing data is a topic that has been studied and researched broadly in healthcare and medicine. There are many books on how to prevent and analyze missing data. And I'm going to use the National Research Council's book on the prevention and treatment of missing data in clinical trials as one example where we draw a lot of the examples and principles from this book. Also, we will be using the standards derived from a systematic review as well as an expert consensus. And this project was funded by the Patient-Centered Outcomes Research Institute, PCORI, and these serve as basis for the five PCORI standards on the prevention and handling of missing data.